Good afternoon, good morning, good evening. This is the Flat Racing Guru. We're going to look at the horse racing analyst for Maidan, Friday the 23rd of February. And we'll start off with the 5:30 in the UAE. That's 1:30 UK time GMT. And it's the 5 furlong Long Irons Mini Dolce Vita Handicap. 70-95. As I say every week, I won't go through every horse. I give you analysis of what I think has a chance, and then I'll give you my picks at the end. Number 2, Jadawal, 101, 6 furlong, Maidan, needed latest run. Number 4, Top of Bill, 106, slowly away. Behind Vespian, was given a good mention by me 12th of January. Better start last day in higher class. Win chance here if he tracks Vespian. Top of Bill is a decent price, is around 10-1. Number 5, Vespian, 100, improving 5-year-old, sprinter motor com, a win chance. And I think he'll be the favourite. Number 7, Al Arbad, 96, equally effective here in Jebel Ali, dirt or turf, each way shout. Number 8, I'll Stand Taller, 94, should improve, third run back. Number 9, Myconian, 96, each way chance, on form. Number 10, Zulu Chief, best form, gives him a chance, Maidan form has been disappointing. Number 11, Ojad, squeaks of form for each way extra chances. Number 12, Erasmo, same applies as Ojad, better drawn of the Borsley pair. So I've went for number 4, Top of Bill, to beat number 5, Vespian. Move on to the next race. This is 205 UK GMT, and it'll be the 605 UAE. And this is the UAE Oaks, a very good race. Number 4, Manama Gold, is my pick. Son of Star Guitar, who was a legend of a horse, you know, at US lesser tracks. Wasn't well known in the big tracks, but he was the stallion. The sire of Manama Gold was a real star around the you know, the US lesser tracks like Evangeline Downs and stuff like that. Looks a bit of a find as well among stallions. $7,000 stud fee is looking cheap now. He's been really quite successful. The daughter of Charged Cotton, a listed winner, where the whole female line of this horse, Manama Gold, have won every single female line going back 150 years in more has won a race. So that's the Dam, the Grand Dam, the Great Grand Dam, of all won, going right back hundreds of years. Every single, it's very, very rare you get that. So I just thought that was interesting. I looked right through the line and they all won. Every female line of that horse, Manama Gold, won races. So Manama Gold has looked a bit special in both runs. So I'm just going to give you the winner. Manama Gold will probably need, what will be the forecast? Go for 6, 1 and 5. 4, 6, 1 and 5. So that's Manama Gold to win. 4, 6, 1 and 5. Those are my exotics. But really the main bet there is Manama Gold. So we go to the 2:40 UK time. That'll be 6:40 UAE. And it's a 1 mile, 1 furlong Balanchine presented by Longhand. It's a group 2 for fillies and mares. A turf 3-year-olds and plus. Sapphire Seas 125. That's number 5. Improved throughout 2023, winning a 10 furlong listed race at Yarmouth. English Rose, that's number one. 120 ran a solid race here. And stretching out, if should go close. So I put it between Sapphire Seas and English Road, 5 and 1. I've just went 5 and 1 and just do the exacta. A lot of time you might get 1 and 5, but you've got to stick with 1. They're not really very good prices, so I'm just going to go straight 5-1 in this race. That's the Group 2 Balanchine. Now in the 3:15 GMT, that'll be 7:15 UAE. It's a dirt race. The 1 mile, 1.5 furlongs, Al Bastikia, presented by Long Irons. And as I said, it's on the dirt. Number one, Autobahn. I've got him on 108, stretches out, and very well over 7 furlongs here. February 9th, good pedigree. Good pedigree. Number two, Courtier, fast improving 3-year-old. I've got him on 108. Number four, Destructive. Ran well over course and distance, improving 96 plus. So he could improve over course and distance. Number five, El Arbery. Ran a good race from the front. 106 course and distance, needs to repeat cycle possibilities. Number six, Falcon of Arabia, 114 stretch out, working on pedigree. So definitely should stretch out in this race at Falcon of Arabia. Number seven, Killer Collect, 116, should stay this stretch out. Hard to beat picking cycle improver. So I've got Killer Collect here to win. Number seven, I've got number two, Courtier, to be second, and number one, Autobahn, to be third in my picks. So that's 7-2-1. We move on to the 3:50 GMT. That'll be 7:50 UAE time. And it's the Singspiel Stakes, presented by Long Irons. It's another Group 2 on turf, over 1 mile, 1 furlongs. Number one, Alphariq, 120, Group 1 winner, below that form last two runs. Number two, Ottoman Fleet, I've got 124 course and distance. Run a fine second in the Jebel Hatta, running on well late. Number three, San Donato, excellent third in the Jebel Hatta, holding form well at 8. Number five, Erzindan, 105, maybe had a fitness cycle advantage in December, second to measure time. Number 8, Morban, 121, running well and improving, not a surprise to see him go very well. Number 10, Mutabak Makweb, 121, has some decent form just below the class, but the numbers are okay. Number 11, Naval Power, 117 plus, improving type. Could surprise all if peaking on season debut. 13, Royal Dubai, improves, steps up in class, worth a shot at this level, 117. Number 14, Sean, 124, went agonizingly close last time, a lovely clean winded horse, each way shout, a wonderful 7-year-old horse, deserves a big pot. So I've gone for Sean to beat the obvious favourite, Ottoman Fleet. And let's have a look, see if there's any prices up yet. I look on the early price, there is one firm that does the early on a Wednesday, and they've got shown around 14-1, but I can't see that. Actually, I think he might open up like 8-1 and drift, but I think he's that type of horse that would drift. But I think these horses, you know, they get fitter every time. The likes of this Sean, it's his third run back, and I think he'll be picking tomorrow. And I think he'd give that Ottoman Fleet a right run for his money. So I put Sean up. Obviously, if you want to go for Ottoman Fleet, by all means, it'd be very hard to beat. But I just can't have these short price horses, you know. And obviously the Blues win all the time, and it's getting repetitive once we get into the maiden season. But you know, sometimes you've got to give these decent horses like John a chance. So I'm going for him. Obviously, many would play it safe and go for Ottoman Fleet. But I'm not playing it safe, I'm going for Sean. Because I really like this horse and I want him to win. 4:25 on to the next race. So did I give my numbers here? No, sorry, I'll go back to the next race. I have 14, 2, 8, 3 and 1. So that's 14, 2, 8, 3 and 1. And that is in the 350 Maidan GMT or the 750 UAE. Go to the 4:25 GMT. That'll be 8:25 UAE. We're back on the dirt and it's over 1 mile. The Longines Split Spirit Flyback Handicap Dirt, 70 to 90. One Desert Peace, 88 plus, not a bad effort. 5th of 13, over 7 furlong here in the 2nd of February. 2, One Night needs to improve a bit on both recent runs in the UAE. 3, Al Giraffe, 99 course and distance, I've got him, bombed last time. Previous race form gives him the horse a good shout. So if you go back to the previous run, I think Al Giraffe has definitely got a chance. And I'm actually going to go for Al Giraffe today, but we'll go down the further. 4, Dionysian, 98, stretches out 2 furlongs. Could be the one to improve again. In a 3 length, 3rd to Mr. Cafu, over 6 furlongs here. Nice form for the race. 5, Ilias et Niels, needs to improve, but not impossible under this training setup. Number 6, Homespin, 94. I've got him on course and distance. Nice winner, Jebel Ali. 1 mile, goes equally as well here. Chances. 7, Prompton, needs to find more on recent form. 8, Wacket, better at Jebel Ali. 9, Shanty Star, 85 course and differences. 1, 2 could surprise. If there was a surprise, it would probably be Shanty Star. Number 10, Tolmount, Jebel Ali form is good. If transfers to Maidan, has a chance. Number 11, Sikorsky, could surprise on all overall profile. So I've went for 3, 4, 1 and 9 in that race. At 3, Al Giraffe, 4, Dionysian, 1, Desert Peace and number 9, Shanty Star. That's my 1, 2, 3 and 4. We'll go to the next race, which is a 5 o'clock. We're back on the turf and it's a group 3, the Narl Sheba Trophy, over 1 mile 6 furlongs. And this is the longest race of the day, I think it is today, 1 mile 6 furlongs, so it's one of those Maidan Cup races. 6 Siskani, 126 course and distance. Jockey left it latest but class act. Number 2 New London, 117. Good over, inadequate trip, more to come progress wise for this season, stretching back out. Number 7, Galleries, 127, very good run, 26th of January, 14 furlong course and distance winner. Could run very close to a win on that form. So number 7, Galleries, could be the one to surprise in this race, Gallerist. And because I've got him better ratings than Siskani, and he looks very, very good, doesn't he, this Gallerist. So maybe he can be the one to beat Siskani at odds on. I reckon Siskani will probably be odds on. But let's give it a go. 7 to beat the 6. Scottish Anthem, 114. I've got him on. Seems to run practically the same every race, so would need to improve to figure, but it's a nice looking 5-year-old, you know. But anyway, let's go for number 7, Galleries, the French horse, to beat Siskani and upset the apple cart. Because I did like that horse. I've had a look at a couple of the videos. It's a right powerful thing as well. And that was a brilliant run, what he did on the 26th of January. He was just 3/4 of a length behind Siskani, and that was his first run at Maidan. And now we'll meet again. You know, it's going to be they're offering 92, 5-1 for that Galleries. That's absolutely crazy, isn't it, if you think about it? Because I think this horse has to improve, especially with that trainer, because he does. They're never 100% first time out for that Grafford. And when he put lays one out, you know, they very rarely don't pick up the money, this graphite trainer. Very rarely they don't leave the money behind. If they do have a gamble on, then get just mow in with them. That's what my advice is. 5:35 at Maidan. Let's have a look. We've got plenty of runners up. We were running the last week, haven't we? Because it's back on the dirt, 6 furlongs. Number 2, Askia. We tipped this to win last week, didn't we? 16-1. Can go in again for all the same reasons. Profile is one. It could hit a peak cycle and did last week when won for us at 16-1. It's only 7 or 8-1 on tomorrow, but I think if he's in the peak cycle, he'll go in again. I'm not all that impressed with Mayor Dean's form. He scraped in the last time, didn't he? And it was just a bog standard race as well. Number 1, Girl Leticia, all can do okay back on dirt. Number 3, Border Edge, 84, sure to go close. Forget last run, better judged on 12th of January win. Number 4, Sendid, 82, good chance, ran well here 12th of January behind Border Edge. Number 6, Mayor Dean, 81, won last time over 7. Cut back the 6 is a plus. So I went for 6, 2, 4 and 1 in that race. Mayor Dean just over Askia, the horse we tipped last time, but you know, if you want to back that, I might just have a bet on that Askia again. I was thinking about Sendid as well. Well, anyway, that's my top 4. I might just include them all in, you know, maybe when I'm these type of races, you're better off just putting it exotic 6, 2, 4, and 1. Right, let's go for the last race, the 6:10 Maidan. Number 1, Mostawa, 86. This Mostawa's disappointing. But he's won that, he's out again. He's got a good jockey booked for him tomorrow. I've tipped him twice this season. He's been absolutely terrible for us. But, you know, horses that just can turn around the form in trains. I think this course could possibly be showing a bit better at home because they booked a good jockey for him. Back in trip, Crowley back on. In the horse of repeating January 19th. If he repeats that January 19th run, he'll win this race. Especially cutting back to Ranchero, 84. Decent run on dirt. Ran well here on turf. 2 chance. 4 Eye of the Prize, 84. Could play the hare. Good chance, can hold on. So Eye of the Prize is going to make the run, isn't he? If he can hold on, we don't know. Mostawa might have a better chance of winning if we do have a little bit of pace. And if he goes on, the thing what gets me in this race on the turf is that these jockeys that go up the rail, I just don't like it. If you go up the rail, you're not going to win anything. Not at Maidan. Not on the turf. On the dirt, you can win, but not on the turf. You'll get beat. They come six off the rail. If you come 6 off the rail, that's the fastest strip. Even though it's the longer than the rail, that faster strip is in the middle. 6 off the rail at Maidan on the home straight, and you'll not win anything on the rail. You just get left behind. Sorry. So I think they're not even trying. Those jockeys know that, and they go on the rail. I know for a fact they're not trying. If any jockey just goes on the rail on the turf in the straight, just rip your ticket up. He's not going to try. He's been told to prep the horse, and they're not trying. And number 9, Dahir's good chance as well. 83 has the right pace to aim at possibilities. Now he could be the winner, that Dahir's, but I put him on the bottom. But you know, sometimes I change my mind. 14 Drink Dry, 92, best at the weights and could be given top rating, dropping in class. But overall profile says be wary, depends on the price, if worth the go. So let's have a look at what this Drink and Dry is price. Where is it? I'm looking at the wrong race. Right, let's have a look at this Drink and Dry. I mean, if it's a decent price, it might be worth having a bet. 25-1. Well, that's definitely worth a bet now then. He's top rated here. Yeah, he's top rated. He was in a much better race. It was a 64 grand race last time. He was 11 lengths behind Legend of Time. And he's got a mark. They give him a rating around 72 to 74. I checked it out. He can probably add another couple of pound to that. I'll tell you about the weights later. So if you wait it out, 72, 82, he's carrying 88, yeah, I'd bring the ceiling 10 stone. So 72, I'd 20, that's 92. I've got him on 92 here, and he's the highest rated. So if he runs that race, if it's believable. Now I've looked at all these other races and the similar marks as well, so he's definitely running to that mark, and he hasn't got any weight. So the thing is, but he's drawn one, which put me off. If he goes around on the one, turf. If he goes around on that one stall, he'll not win. But he is best in. So I thought 25-1 might be worth a little play. But I'm going for number 4. Edge of the eye on the prize to win the race. Number 1 to be second. Master Wack, because he's just stung me every time. He'll probably win now. Now I haven't tipped him. And 14-9. So that's 4-1, 14-9 in the last race. Now, the handicap. Now, when you're basing it, when you're looking at, we'll do this week turf, next week at dirt. When you're doing turf, right, all your handicapping is based on good ground, okay? So this is the weights you need, right? So obviously they get their runs and they're given a handicap mark. And obviously when you're handicapping, symbiote. You're like a symbiote, right? So you're hanging on to that system. Of the handicap system, so you look at what their handicapping is. I'll say when they first run, they've got a system. It's timed in everything, and it's based on pedigree when they first rate the horses, right? So when you've got like your symbiote system of handicapping, so start off. This is so when you handicap a horse from 6 furlongs to a mile. £3 equates to one length. But I've went for, when I go up to a mile, I only go £2.5, but you can go £3 for one length, five furlongs to one mile. But once it's 1 mile, I handicap them at £2.5. Now, 9 furlongs, I have £2 is one length. 10 furlongs is £2 one length. 11 furlongs is £1.5 per length. And then anything over a mile and a half is £1, equates to one length. So any distance over 1.5 mile is £1. So that's my ratings. That's how I handicap the horses. And that's how I do it. So that's what you give them. I give them. So when you actually you could even handicap them higher when you see low ratings and low races, and you can actually visually get a look at the horses, and you can tell if you're doing it long enough that race is worth much more by physically watching the horses than they actually are giving them, because their horses look much more powerful when the ratings they're giving them. So sometimes you can tell by just watching the race that it's worth much more than what they give it, or less if it's a sort of bog standard race. You can just tell in the standard of race, you know. So that's it for this week, and I hope you win tomorrow. The Guru out. See you next week. For this is a big meeting next week, very very big, and then after that we have Super Saturday, and then after that we have the World Cup. This is the Guru signing out.